You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning, bright and early before the market opened, there was a SENS announcement from one of our favorite banks. Capitec reported their audited financial statements for the year ended 29 February 2024. I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Gerry Fourie, to reflect on the numbers that were put out and some of the announcements that came along with that. Good evening, Gerry. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Double-digit growth in almost every metric. Not much you can complain about there. How do you reflect on the performance?
We're quite happy with the performance. Half year we're at a 9% growth, and then we've grown 25% in the second half to come up with 16%, and very strong growth out of our transactional income and our strategic initiatives area, especially the value-added services, Capitec Pay. These businesses has done exceptionally well. So, and I think the other one that stands out on the credit side, year-on-year impairments is up, but if you look at 6 months versus 6 months, we're 800 million down. So it showed all the credit levers that we've pulled has come through, and we've performed in line with expectations. So, yeah, overall, we're very happy. It's quite nice to say, you know, you've got 22 million clients. 11.2 million is digital clients, and 7.8 is fully banked clients. So I think, yeah, we're happy with the performance.
Speaking of a strong performance, there were some of the numbers that really stood out, and I noted that the business banking division was growing, and this comes alongside a business banking rebrand that's going to be taking place in the coming future, or has already begun. Do you want to just take us through that and what that means for Capitec's offering going forward?
Yeah, what is important is we've rebranded 1st of March, so Mercantile name has disappeared. It's all now Capitec Business. So that's very exciting. It's offering a completely digital model whereby the person can either do it online or can do it on an app. He can open up, if he's a sole prop or he's a company with one or two directors, he can open that account within 30 minutes and then you're fully functional. Card will be delivered to you a day or two later. Your banking fees are 100% in line with retail, so there's no differentiation. No other bank is doing that. So you pay basically, if I look at an electronic transaction, you pay in retail R1, you pay in business banking R1. So it's in line with our, we treat clients 100% equal. There's no differentiation between a business bank client and a retail bank or a person with a high income or a low income. Everyone is treated the same. It's in line with that philosophy. So we're very excited about it. I think we're busy with the final, putting all new systems, processes in place. There's still glitches here and there. We'll sort that out in the next 3 to 4 months. And then from July, August, we really want to drive the business banking offer into the market.
Now, Gerry, the last time you and I spoke, we touched on the fact that defaults and impairments were a concern. I mean, they were on the conservative side for Capitec when we spoke, and I think we looked at the fact that other banks may have been, or other peers in the space may have been having a bit of a difficult time with that, and you just touched on the fact that you've been able to still manage that quite well. Going forward, what are you seeing in terms of just the landscape? I mean, there's conversations around the fact that we might not get interest rate cuts. We've seen conversations around consumers increasingly defaulting from being under pressure. How are you reading the situation, and is it something that Capitec is concerned about at the moment?
Yeah, I think, the first thing is we would like South Africa to grow, because if you grow, then you can provide credit and you've got much more cash flow going through the economy. But, you know, if I just a reality check, last year was a very difficult year. You had the whole Ukraine-Russia thing. You had the whole world inflation going through to 8, 9, 10%. You had massive interest rate spikes. Demand for products slowed down completely. We had massive load shedding. If you look at this year, it's not a big growth area, but there's much more stability. Food inflation has come in at 5.1%. General inflation, 5.5%. Food inflation was 14% last year. Load shedding is a little bit more under control. It's uncertainty about the elections, uncertainty about the Middle East. But I think we're in a better position than last year. But we will still be, if I look at the credit side, on the retail space, we will be conservative. We would like to see how it pans out in this year before we will open up. Where we will grow is in the business banking secured side. We've got a very small market share, and we need to increase that market share. So I think if you look at the economy, it's still tight, but there is green shoots. If I look at, for example, the hospitality industry, traveling, tourism, We had a very strong 6 months in South Africa, and that's positive for the future. Because I think one of the strengths of South Africa is the whole tourism side. How do we bring more overseas people in spending money in South Africa? So there's green shoots, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Speaking of positivity, Harry, I want to look at the other part of the strategy. You mentioned that the business banking side of it is a component there, but the insurance side of it is also an interesting play. You're, as a bank, going a lot deeper into insurance than what people would traditionally think banks would do. Tell us more about that play and the thinking behind that at this time.
Yeah, we've always had insurance, funeral and credit. But we did it via our cell captive. Regulations changed and we had to have our own long-term license. So we acquired our license about 18 months ago. And now we're busy bringing ourselves across into our long-term license. So I think the biggest one is funeral. There's 2.7 million policies that need to be brought over from Sanlam. We had a 30-70% profit share with them. They're getting 30 and we 70%. So we need to make certain all those policies comes across from 1st of November. We are starting to launch our new products. I've mentioned this morning that we've got a life product that we've launched to our own staff. And we're going to market with that in June, early in June. So, yeah, I think the first phase is just to get everything onto our systems, our license, and drive that. That will be completed by the end of this year. And then to say, okay, right, what difference can we make in the market? So that will be a big focus area for us going forward.
Speaking of differences in the market, Harry, I noticed that the business is also putting in a lot of effort into your corporate social responsibility programs. It's not often that we see these being highlighted or these being mentioned, but there are some noteworthy commitments from Capitec to the tune of, I think, just under 50 million rand that has been contributed towards education alone. And I imagine this is something that the bank wants to put a lot more into for the community of the 22 million clients that you guys service.
Yeah, it's just to correct you, it's over 100 million that we've put into education. The area that I'm very passionate about is schools and education. I'm very worried about South Africa delivering the right caliber of people. Our school system is not very strong. What we've done is we've actually focused a lot on making certain that our headmasters has got the right skills. They've got we give them a sort of an MBA or a GIPS program so that they can really run the schools as a small business. We spend a lot of time and influence into the math side and science side, and we've seen very positive results. So it's not a matter of just giving bursaries, but it's also how do you get involved and make certain these schools are properly managed and looked after.
Capitec certainly is a business that is being well looked after and the results are showing. Before I let you go, Harry, I want to look at that dividend. When we last spoke, the interim dividend was up about 9%. The full year dividend has come through. So shareholders obviously quite happy with the return that's being offered there. Are you seeing that from a return point of view or from a dividend point of view? Obviously, you've got the requisite covers and adequacies to provide for that dividend. Is this something where the dividend consistency becomes a bit of a challenge now with the economic conditions, or are you still able to look at the business and say, you know what, the shareholders deserve what it is we're able to give them, regardless of how tough the economic conditions might be?
No, we've got enough capital. Our policy has always been to pay out 50% of our profits to our shareholders, and we've been very consistent on it. Last year, we were at a 9% growth, and we paid out a 9% growth in dividends. Full year, at 16%, we've paid out 16% growth in dividends. So we've got a dividend policy that states that we will pay out 50%, and we've done it for the last couple of years, and I don't see any reason for that to change. We're quite confident in making certain that we look after our shareholders.
Harry, are we going to see any corporate actions? Are we going to see any stock splits? Are we going to see? I know I asked you this the last financial year because of where the share price was trading, and I see today we were up almost 7.5% at one stage, share price north of 2,000 rand a share. Are we going to see anything happening in that respect, or is it something that's not really a concern at this point?
No, you know, we focus on the business. The share price look after itself. So, you know, our focus has always been, even at extra meetings, we don't talk about a share price. We focus about the client and we focus about the business and make certain that we can deliver on the client needs.
And deliver you continue to do. We leave it at that, Harry. Thanks as always for those insights. We wish you the best and look forward to catching up the next set of results. It makes it so much easier to have these conversations when the company is doing so well. Harry Fourie, CEO of Capitec, joining me to reflect on the annual report that they put out this morning and the performance of the bank over the last year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.